Hi, welcome to Stanlib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kim Illings and I'm the chief economist within Stanlib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And I think for this week we need to focus on two particular issues. The first is South Africa's inflation data for the month of July. It surprised on the downside, and I think what that has done is give us a higher level of confidence that the Reserve Bank will start cutting interest rates in September. The second topic is, where's the Federal Reserve in terms of their own interest rate discussion? We had Jerome Powell speaking at the Jackson Hole event at the end of last week, which is a critical event in terms of policy pronouncements. But we've also had other data coming out that has suggested that US inflation is being brought more under control, but at the same time, the US labor market is starting to deteriorate. So I think we need to chat about where is the US monetary policy at as we head into September. So let's start with the South Africa inflation data for the month of July. Stats SA gave us an update last week, and in essence, South Africa's inflation rate has slowed to 4.6%. The previous month it was sitting at 5.1%. Now that is a significant moderation, and it surprised on the downside. The reason is that during the month, the CPI went up by only 0.4%, and the market was anticipating an increase of 0.6%. Significant downward surprise. So what caused the numbers to look a lot better? There were a couple of factors. The first is that during the month, obviously electricity prices went up, and they went up substantially. They went up 11%, but we had anticipated an increase of 13% based on what NERSA had announced. Now, it's possible that some of the municipalities put through their increases only in August. So we'll have to evaluate what the data does next month. But on the face of it, electricity inflation did surprise on the downside. The second surprise is food inflation. During the month, there was a decline of 0.1%, not massive, but a decline is a hell of a lot better than the number continuing to increase. And what that did was to bring food inflation down to 3.9%. Well below the midpoint of the inflation target, and in general, food inflation has come down considerably in recent months and looks to be reasonably under control. And then the third element that has been helping quite a lot to get inflation low is fuel prices. We've gone through a number of months where we've seen fuel price decline. We'll expect another decline in September. But what that has done is it's helped to mitigate some of the underlying pressure within South Africa's inflation rate. And it looks like that can be sustained, especially with the currency dropping below 18 rand to the dollar. So a couple of factors combining, giving us a much better inflation data read. But more importantly, if I look at our forecast over the next, let's say the next 12 months, inflation's going to go even lower. Certainly in the next few months, inflation should drop below 4%. And I think what that's going to do is make it more assured that the Reserve Bank will start our interest rate cutting cycle. The Reserve Bank has an MPC meeting in September and then another one in November. And I think it's entirely likely they'll start to cut rates in September, reduce by 25 basis points, and then follow that up in November with a further cut. And then during the course of next year, continue the cutting cycle to effectively look to take the repo rate down from its current 8.25% down to around about 7%. And I think that would help to provide some meaningful relief for households and business sector in South Africa. It's not going to provide a huge stimulus in terms of economic growth, but I think it at least takes away some of the pain that we find particularly households are under at the moment. So a very good set of inflation data for South Africa. I think they're a combination of factors that are helping. But I think the main takeaway is that it puts the Reserve Bank in a position to confidently start our interest rate cutting cycle next month. Second topic is to have a look at the outlook for US interest rates. And I want to discuss two particular factors that materialized last week. The first is the FOMC minutes. Now, the Fed met back at the end of July, and obviously we got the minutes last week, and they provide some interesting reading. And the second is Jerome Powell's speech at the Jackson Hole Symposium. It's an annual event and it gets watched very carefully because it has historically been an event where various central bankers have announced policy changes or a refresh on policy direction. So in terms of the FOMC minutes, what that seemed to suggest was that a couple of things. The US Federal Reserve has become more comfortable with the progress on inflation, and Jerome Powell in the Jackson Hole speech suggested that he's personally a lot more confident that they'll be able to achieve the 2% target over a period of time. So the Federal Reserve seems to be a lot happier with the data that has come out more recently, suggesting that while inflation is not fully under control, it is at least heading in the right direction. The second area that is discussed both in the minutes as well as at Jackson Hole is the recent deterioration in the US labor market. So it's not a massive decline or any sort of real alarm in terms of developments, but it's very clear that labor market conditions are softening. The US is not adding as many jobs as they have historically. The unemployment rate has trended higher. The job openings are trending lower. There's a range of indicators that suggest labor market is softening. And clearly from the Federal Reserve's perspective, they don't want to wait too long for the labor market to deteriorate substantially further. That would ultimately push the US into a recession before they start to cut interest rates. So getting the timing on interest rate cuts right is absolutely critical for the performance of the US economy. And so what Jerome Powell is highlighting is the deterioration that has manifested so far is enough of a factor for them to use that together with the slowdown in inflation to start to cut interest rates. And then the third aspect that I think comes out is that the longer the Federal Reserve waits to start the interest rate cutting cycle, the greater the risk is that the US economy will go into a recession. And so at the Jackson Hole Symposium, Powell essentially said that it's time for a policy change. What that means is it's time to start to cut interest rates. The next FOMC meeting takes place in September. And so I think you could comfortably assume that the Fed will cut at least 25 basis points in September and then look to cut on a regular basis to effectively take the federal funds interest rate from around 5.5% to something closer to 3%. So there's quite a lot of interest rate cuts they can implement. I think they'll do it fairly gradually. I don't think they're going to feel under pressure to rush the interest rate decline. I think that would send probably the wrong message to market participants. But there's no doubt that they are about to start that rate cutting cycle. And I think if you consider where most other countries are, there's a general rate cutting cycle that's unfolding around the world, with most major economies now at least having started that process, and I think will continue on during the course of next year. And I think the first half of next year will be characterized by broad-based interest rate cuts around the world. And that, as we've said in the previous discussion, will include the South African Reserve Bank. So I think the policy announcements weren't particularly new. The information wasn't particularly insightful. But what it did do was it raised the level of confidence that the Federal Reserve is about to start their own interest rate cutting cycle. And clearly financial markets like that, and they like the expectation that you will see successive rate cuts over a period of time. So that's all from me from this week. Hope it makes some sense, and we'll catch up in a week's time. Cheers for now.